Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and we talk to all kinds of authors, both established authors as well as brand new authors. We talk to them about their writing process, about their latest book. We tell you where you can find them on social media, and we find out what's next. Joining me today is Margaret Giroux, and she's written a very interesting series of books called Margie and the School of Hard Knocks. Margie, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Margie is your name. You like that's your nickname from Margaret. And I know that Margie is a character in the book. Tell me the story behind this series of books. Tell me how this came to be.
Well, it came to me during one of my morning meditations that I was to write 7 books, go back into my past, pick up what I had missed, put closure on it, and move on from there.
How did you get the idea to do it? Said 7 books, so that sounds like a series.
Right.
Let's talk about a little bit about book 1 and book 2, because the book we're really talking about today is book 3. So let's sort of take the listeners back in time and let's give them a little overview of book 1 and book 2.
Well, in it, Margie goes into a deep dream state and finds herself in a place called Stuffed Animal Land, and she's 3 years old. And she spent some time there. And because she likes to learn things the hard way, she ends up in the School of Hard Knocks when she's 8 years old. But time speeds up. That's the fourth dimension, so time speeds up. And then she meets 14 other girls and 5 boys that are going to be her fellow students. And each one of those in their personality is like a person, that part of me, my personality and character broken down. So they have to go through that, and you learn the teachers and hard lessons like cause and effect. And it's just an unusual school. It's different than any others. But they have to be there for 7 levels until they learn the lessons they're supposed to learn.
So Margie's been through 1 and 2, right?
That's 1. And yes, and then 2, they're going through more of the same. But starting with level 2, they get a professor each year. And the professor are the ones that teach them, help them learn the deep-seated lessons. And then at Christmas time, at Christmas Eve, the students go with Professor Quickwit to a place where they meet Jesus, and he's always at the same age they're at. So he can talk to them about their lessons they need to learn.
This is very clever. This is very clever of you, Margie.
Thank you. The names fit the characters a lot.
Give me some of the names.
Well, Margie Schweinhund.
I love it. Who else?
Tough Guy. Snapelia Scooby-Doo. What was its name? Mind Your Own Business is her last name. And the bus drivers, Mr. Drive Them There. And the principal is Mrs. Goodall.
I love it. And you came up with all these characters.
Well, actually, I had a picture of Jesus, one my cousin had given me years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one I ever liked because he has a very tender look in his face. And I had just put it above my computer, so I thought doing this writing for about 2 weeks. And so I ended up just having to sit down at the computer and look at the picture and say, what do you want? And it came to me.
Wow, that's great.
So all 8 books were done by 18 months.
That's amazing. Now, we're focusing on book 3.
Yeah.
So what's Margie going to go through in book 3? Now, book 3, I've read the excerpt, and it sounds really hard for her.
Well, they're going to go to a Tai Chi contest, like, in China. And the head of it, the high judge, that's where he's at. And they'll meet with 6 girls just like them, different countries. So they're going to spend 2 weeks there. But the high judge thought it would benefit them if they put them in groups of students just like them. So all the deep thinkers were in one group, and then, and they're mixed, boys and girls. And the real insecure ones had to work together. And in this thing to China, they will experience all 4 seasons. And also, they get to swim with the dolphins.
Oh, wow. Have you ever done that?
No, unfortunately, I haven't.
Wow, that sounds like great fun. So does Margie come out on the other side of this one?
Well, they come back, yes, and then they come back to some more surprises that they have to go through.
Now, how old is she in book 3?
Okay, they go every 2 years. Book 1 is 8 and 9, then book 2 is 10 and 11, and 3 is 12 and 13.
So she's a teenager now.
Right, and they're just starting into puberty, too.
Oh, wow, so she's got that to deal with.
Oh, yes.
Now, who's your audience, Margie? Is this really for children?
Well, you know, when I... all that came to me, and I thought about it. I asked for guidance. I asked other people. Some thought young, 8 and up. Well, I've tried to... with young children from 2 to 16 in a group one time, giving them parts of the first part of the level 1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine when they're young like that. And I was amazed that they were just in rest while I was telling them the story of Stuffed Animal Land.
I love that. I love that title.
And even the 2-year-old could understand it. And when I asked some questions about why are the colors of the rainbow, the colors of food, and they were all answering me. So I thought, well, that's fine, but then you figure out 8 and 9, I thought, then 10 and 11, then 12 and 13, and it seemed to me that in some ways adults could get the most out of them because they're reliving their own memories.
Good point.
So, but also kids can get stuff from them.
So it's really for all ages.
Right.
And each age group probably will take away something different, especially from each one of the levels.
Yes.
All right, this is book 3. What's next? Is book 4 next?
Yeah, book 4 is next, and they're getting another new professor that's funny, real funny.
Well, I know that our listeners are probably captivated. I think this is such a creative project, and I think you've done such a good job with it. I'm sure they're wondering, where can they find the book? And as always, I go to Amazon to see if I can find the book on Amazon, because that's everybody's big bookstore now. And they will go there almost first, unless they're a person who likes to shop in a brick-and-mortar store. If you go to Amazon, all you have to do is put the name of the book is Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, and The School of Hard Knocks by Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, Giroux, G-E-R-O-W. Put that in the book search feature that comes up on that very first page, and then click on it, and it will take you right there. And you'll also see excerpts of Book 1 and Book 2. So you can get all that information right there. Click on it, and you can buy it right there on that page. Margie, where else could they get hold of copies of the book?
Well, most of the websites that sell books, you can. And any bookstore can order it.
So all they would have to do is, if they wanted to walk into a brick-and-mortar bookstore, just give them the title and they could order it right there.
Yes, but they're all under Margie.
Okay, M-A-R-G-I-E.
Right.
Okay. Now, you've got something really exciting coming up about this book. It's going international. It's going to the Frankfurt Book Fair that's being held in Frankfurt, Germany in October of this year. How do you feel about that? I think that's so exciting.
I do, too. Yes, it's a real opportunity.
The idea that people in Germany will look at your book, how does that make you feel?
Great. And I was hoping there's some from China reading level 3.
Well, yeah, since it's set in China, yeah, I think that would be wonderful. So you've got a website, and it's for Book 3. So let's give the listeners the website. So if they want to go and look at your website and see how that looks and read the excerpt on your website, let's give them the address.
www.margiegiroux.com.
What else is there? Is there information about you?
Yes, there's some background on me.
What did you do before you started writing?
Way back when, several things. But I taught school for a while. I was in the convent for a while. I worked at Chrysler's for a while.
Wow.
And I was a head of religious education for a couple years, and I got around.
Had you written before?
No, I hadn't. I'm a musician.
What's your instrument? What's your
piano and voice?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you were just doing your morning meditation, and here came the words, write a series of 7 books.
Yep.
That's astonishing. That's a great story.
Yes, and after I got up, I said to Vern, you wouldn't believe it.
Wow. If our listeners, when they pick up a copy of Book 1, Book 2, or Book 3, when they read it, and when they, whether it's electronic or a physical book, when they finish that last page, what is it you want them to take away with this book? Do you think it would be different if I was a child reading it than it would be if I was an adult reading it? And is there a bottom line message?
Well, I think for the kids, it's good because it's showing them these are life's lessons that they're being taught at this school. So this is a different thing for them. For the adults, I think they can look back and see what could have happened had we been taught things like this. So, and there's another new professor coming who's going to be quite a treat and quite a surprise, and level 4. And the kids are developing and already starting puberty, so they have some doctors there, and the teachers are going to help them understand what it's all about and help them through it so they realize it. A lot of new surprises, and each level has a lot of new things and new surprises coming up.
I think the whole series sounds intriguing, and I'm so pleased that you were able to be our guest today on Books on Air. Thank you so much for joining me, Margie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Books on Air, brought to you on webtalkradio.net. And by the way, you can also find us on iTunes and iHeartRadio. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. But until then, remember to buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thank you so much for listening.